The Nationals going for the sweep of the Giants, and Max Scherzer trying to ensure that happens. We pick it up first inning, 2 men on for Ryan Zimmerman facing Matt Cain.
And there's a drive to left, hit well. Leaks it back, it is gone. A 3-run home run for Zimmerman, and it's 3-0. I guess he's still hot. And that's home run number 15. 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. And Crawford, probably tired of hearing that conversation, strikes out, strikeout number 2.
1-2 pitch is swung on and missed, strike 3. High fastball got him at 95 miles an hour. 1-2, swung on and missed, strike 3. Panic chased the changeup in the dirt. Another strikeout for Max Scherzer.
And the pitch to Span, and Span hits one to second base. It could be a pair. Murphy's got it, flips it to Turner. Turner on to Zimmerman, and that'll end the inning. 4-6-3 on one pitch. We'll go to the ninth. It's 3-1 Nationals. And the 1-2 pitch. And Nunez, a swing. He ain't gonna miss. He threw him another slider. 3 in a row. And Nunez is out. 1 down here in the ninth. Here's the 1-1 to Belt. Swinging a high fly ball center field. It's in the park. It's Taylor in center field who makes the catch. 2 outs. And that'll bring to the plate Buster Posey. And the pitch. Here it is. And it's low. And they're going to say Buster swung, and that's the ball game. So Dan Asonia, who is never wrong in this ballpark, rings up Buster Posey. And Max Scherzer gets the complete game win.
The Nationals sweep away the Giants, taking a 3-1. Max Scherzer, his first complete game of the season, 7th of his career. He surrenders just 1 run on 5 hits and no walks while striking out 11. Ryan Zimmerman hits his 15th homer of the season through just 50 games. He had 15 all of last season in 115 games played. The Giants swept away by the Nationals. Manager Bruce Bochy spoke after the game.
I mean, he's tough. And he had great stuff. And, you know, along with that fastball, I mean, he's got the slider and a changeup that it's just so hard to pick up that changeup. And, you know, we got a break with the 1 run with the RBI double by Buster, or we probably get shut out, to be honest. But he's done that to a lot of clubs. He's thrown the ball very well coming into tonight's game. But you know, still, we got to get this offense going. And it's not going to happen until we get our core guys get their numbers where they're supposed to be. And, you know, we still believe that's going to happen. But, you know, that's the only way this offense will get going, when we get some guys to, you know, to get to where they normally are at this time of year.
The night could have been a lot worse for Matt Cain. He did bounce back.
Oh, just a gutty effort by Matt. I mean, he did a great job of really keeping things under control. He didn't let the game get away. I mean, he had a lot of men on base, and you know, he had some tough luck the first inning. He should have come out better in that inning there. And you know, with the runner going, couldn't quite get to the 1 ground ball, and then Zimmerman, who's been hot, you know, hit the 3-run homer. But he settled down, and like I said, he was in a few jams there, but really made some great pitches when he had to. So gave us a chance. That's all you can ask. And he could have gone back out there. We were down. We had a runner on there. So his pitch count was up there a little bit. But a real gutty effort. Matt did fine.
Bruce, nobody likes to get swept, but can you take any positives out of this series against a great team like the Nationals?
Well, I mean, we'll have to search, you know, because we did get swept. So, I mean, pitching, I thought, did a pretty good job. You know, we were in some of these games. We, you know, just didn't do much offensively. The 1 game, Moore threw. He gave us a chance to win. Even yesterday, I mean, we were in that game somewhat. Fourth inning, it got away with that 3-run inning. But tonight, 3 runs. you got to score three, four runs on a consistent basis to win in the big leagues, and we're having a hard time doing that right now.
Given all the distraction around Hunter, what can you say about him coming in tonight and just giving you a real solid inning?
Well, he's, you know, Warren, he's a tough kid. He can, if anybody can handle everything that went on, he can. And he went out there and gave us a solid inning. Good stuff, good command. You know, he's put it behind him like all of us. And, you know, it's unfortunate. You know, what happened a couple of days ago. But you know what? You move on, and he's done that and had good focus out there.
Up next, the Giants travel to face the Phillies on Friday.